Oh, you know, I've been here all night long. This is John T.C. Luongo, and sometimes you got to do things to keep yourself amused. I mean, there's got to be a way to keep yourself from falling into that trance. I mean, I am up, I am positive, I am on, and I am on fire for you. But I figured, why not go for a list from some of you people for some of the things that maybe didn't make it to the Willamette Memorial Ball? You know, how about the World War II town the kids can take part in and the reenactment of a D-Day exercise, storming the beach? How about that? How about we have our own little D-Day where you drop the little tykes from the air on little parachutes that come on down, and we take them, we bring them, and we have machine guns shooting at them. Not real, of course. Rubber bullets, so it hurts them but doesn't really kill the little tykes. That would have been a good thing. That was rejected. Do you believe it? They rejected that. I mean, one of my favorites was the planetarium with an actual rocket that launched every half hour. Could you believe that? A planetarium with a rocket that launched? Now that would be something. And those people you don't really like that much, you put them close to the fumes and the fuel. Bah, gone. One of the things I would love is a skating rink and curling arena. But they decided not to go with that one because they felt there was plenty of ice time in Willamette. I mean, it is cold here. And who would like to curl anyway? I mean, the only thing I want to curl up to is something warm and cuddly. Well, I guess we can't even go down that road, but that's just me. How about a full zoo with hippos, elephants, live safari animals, and a petting zoo? It was canceled because every animal we wanted is now on the endangered species list. And those things just don't work anymore. I mean, I would like to have like a gator or something like that. If you're going to have a petting zoo, let's put a little bit of fun into it. So maybe there's a chance you come back with four fingers, maybe three. That's half the fun of these things, but the town didn't like that. They just wouldn't go for it. Now, I like gravity-free golf driving range. That's a success that's happened at the space station, and I think it would be great here for us. The only problem is that with gravity-free, you keep losing your balls, and, you know, that's not a good thing, especially for somebody like myself. But it was canned anyway, so there's no chance of that being in there. Now, a virtual con maze. There's something I think would be a great thing, but they shot it down. You know, we'd hope to represent a way to get rid of some of Willamette's kids. I mean, get rid of some of Willamette's people that didn't really fit into the project. But, you know, those things do happen. It was a way to create some biofuel and make some great things happen. But that wasn't allowed in there. And before I continue with the list, let's continue with a little bit of a word from our sponsors so we can afford to listen to more of the list when we come back. You're located here with me, John T.C. Luongo, LUB 1060 AM. We're hanging buddies tonight. You, me, the wonderful audience at the Willamette Memorial Megaplex. Everybody is here in Willamette listening to me. You know what I love? I love when it's all about me. But when we come back, it's going to be about ideas that actually didn't make it in the mall. So here you go. Let's go to a commercial. LUB 1060 AM.